Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, I play. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Craig Goldberg. Craig, are you ready to do this?
I am.
All right, let's go. Craig is a relaxation expert and technologist. He's on a quest to help humanity achieve a deeper sense of inner calmness through vibroacoustic therapy. He's the co-founder of In Harmony Interactive. It's a technology-assisted company that is creating meditation cushions to help people relax and improve mental health and overall well-being. Craig, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, why you do what you do.
George, thank you so much for having me here. I follow and have been following Lifeblood, and really the tips and tricks that I've been able to pull from what you're already doing is absolutely brilliant. It's an honor to be here and to be able to share this message. Personally, I have a 2.5-year-old, a beautiful wife, and a home here in Las Vegas that keeps me unbelievably grounded into the present moment as only a 2.5-year-old could. She's actually sleeping right behind that wall right now. And the chaos that ensues once she's awake and the whirlwind is just an unbelievable amount of energy that I absolutely love. So that's a lot of my focus in my personal life. I like to RV. I like to get out in nature. I like to travel. And I like to spend as much time in nature as I possibly can. Professionally, over the last 6 years, we've been building In Harmony Interactive and a predecessor company with the same products called Holistic Health Science. And we've been focused on evangelizing and teaching people about the power of sound and vibration, and then creating technology and content that allows people to experience the benefits of a calm and relaxed mind, body, and spirit. And I'm sure we'll get into some of the details and some of the benefits of our technology, but it's been a whirlwind and a ride. Over the last 2 years, it's really seen an uptick in how many people are searching for us versus how often we're reaching out to people. I think it's a timely conversation. And really, when we start to understand exactly the impact we have on our physiology, our nervous system, and our mental health, it's something that's unbelievably timely, something I'm very excited and passionate about.
Excellent. Kids have a way to bring things down to the absolute realist.
And they also, she's just 2.5, but her ability to just pluck every nerve and just push just a little bit further, it's really remarkable. My wife and I are pretty conscious and pretty aware. And somehow it's a constant learning environment of it.
Yeah, that's the absolute truth. I've got a 6 and a 3-year-old, and one of my favorite quotes, which I'm going to get wrong, is if you think you're enlightened, you know, spend the weekend with your in-laws and then report back. And the same can be said of a 2.5-year-old.
Rob Goss is actually credited with that quote. It's one of my favorites. We're in the holidays as we're recording this. I don't go home for the holidays anymore because bless my beautiful family. They're going to watch this. I absolutely love them, but no, I stick tight. I hang here.
So all kidding aside, it's a very real thing. And, you know, I think, Craig, that modern living is really eating our lunch as human beings. Yeah. What are some of the problems that y'all are working to solve/improve?
Yeah. Well, first of all, 2 kids is impressive. Right now we're debating whether or not to have a second, and we're leaning towards no. So anybody that's got more than one for me is well, that's why I kind of bowed down to you a little bit. It's very impressive to choose to go back down that road. Let's talk about what's happening in the world today. And you really mentioned it. This society that we have co-created is a raunchy one. It's difficult. It's challenging. Kids aside, just day-to-day life, the trials and tribulations that we go through day in and day out is challenging. And what we have identified as probably one of the biggest issues that we're dealing with today is a sympathetic nervous system response, a triggered nervous system response, a nervous system response that's keeping you in stress and anxiousness. And unfortunately, many of us, myself included, are walking around in that triggered sympathetic nervous system response, either under false pretense or for reasons that are outside of our control, or frankly, reasons that are inside our control, but we're simply reacting to it instead of thinking through it. And when we go through life in the day-to-day in a sympathetic nervous system response, we're actually ill-equipped to handle the regular day-to-day challenges. And I'm not even talking about when things go awry. I'm talking about things like getting to your parked car, like driving on the road, like ordering coffee and getting groceries, the simple stuff that seems relatively routine, that when you're in a sympathetic nervous system response for other reasons, and I'll list a number of reasons why we can get into that sympathetic nervous system response, we're just ill-equipped. So unfortunately, that sympathetic nervous system response, so we're talking about our autonomic nervous system and our ability to react to our environment. The sympathetic nervous system response is automatically triggered by our environment, and it's done through the reptilian part of our brain, one of the oldest aspects of our brain. And it was really designed for fight or flight. It was designed for, I'm sleeping in a cave, and all of a sudden I hear twigs and sticks break somewhere outside, and I'm awake and I'm now alert. So I go from sleeping to I need to protect my family. And that triggered response, it's automatic. And four things happen when you drift into that sympathetic nervous system response. The first is cortisol and adrenaline flow through every blood cell, through your bloodstream. The second is the brain turns off rational thinking. So even though we're making decisions, we're not thinking rationally. The third thing is it turns off digestion. You no longer need energy diverted towards digestion, the second most expensive behind your brain from an energetic perspective. You simply need to fight or flight. And the last is it turns off your immune system. So you no longer need to fight off viruses and bacteria, clean, cleanse, and detox. You just need to deal with whatever's right in front of you. Now, that's right if you're dealing with a stick that just broke outside, or your dog is freaking out because there's somebody outside your house, or insert scary situation here. The most applicable, I think, is you're walking down the strip, it's late at night, and all of a sudden your spidey sense starts to go off because there's a not so nice fellow or woman behind you, and you start to get a little stressed and anxious. That's what that sympathetic nervous system response is designed for. What it's not designed for is I have a meeting with George at 1 p.m. or 12:30, and I'm running late because there's traffic and congestion, and there's never traffic here, and I'm always on time. And now all of a sudden, just send George a text and just tell him that you're going to be running late, roll down the windows, play some music, and chill. But instead, we get all worked up around that situation. Another great example, which is one of my favorites and just happened to me at the airport just a few weeks ago, that person checking out in front of you, their debit card code isn't working. They've tried four different types of payment. You just want to check out and get one thing and get back in your car and get going. And what is this person doing and why can't they? Just take a deep breath and just relax. There's no point in triggering that nervous system response because it's going to throw you into a nosedive for the rest of the afternoon unless you have a way to reset it. And coming back to that baseline of parasympathetic when you're in any of those situations, look, it gets triggered by family. One of the reasons we shared that Ram Dass event, our families trigger us. That is deeply ingrained in how we grew up. We all have trauma from when we grew up, whether it's very blatant trauma or whether it's simply our negative self-talk that has been telling us about how we were raised, how we were groomed, how we were handled and dealt with at a young age, talking father to father. This is something I think about all the time with my daughter. I don't want to trigger any trauma in her. I don't want any long-lasting traumatic psychological impacts to the things that I'm doing, teaching, or parenting. We all have this. It's an unfortunate reality of just living life. So all of that is a very long answer to talk about one of the things that's really plaguing us, and that is walking around in this triggered, high stress, high anxious nervous system response that was designed to protect us, but leaves us ill-equipped to handle the day-to-day trials and tribulations if we're in that state too often. And many people are walking around in that state from the moment they wake up and check their phone until the second their head hits the pillow at the end of the night and think about not making rational decisions, not digesting any of your food properly, and not really having a properly functioning immune system all day long. You do that enough days in a row and you can find yourself in a lot of trouble. So our focus is on resetting that nervous system and bringing you back to a parasympathetic or calm and relaxed state as often as needed.
Nice. I think that that's a really excellent explanation of, if we are not careful, the state that we will find ourselves, even if we are careful, we still find ourselves in that state. But when we become aware of it, is it possible to limit the response or to shorten the amount of time that, yeah, that we spend there?
So that's where I am now. I'm 6 years using my technology. I'm 6 years getting on my sound lounge. When I first got my technology and it was first introduced to my world, I was on it 3 times a day.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Now I'm on it 3, 4, or 5 times a week, depending on the day, depending on what's happening, and depending on where I'm at. And that is to say that the more often you use it, you are teaching your nervous system how to stay in cool, calm, and collected. It's not to say I'm not triggered. We were just talking about my beautiful daughter, Harmony. She triggers out of me, right? Like I don't know how she knows what she's doing. I don't even know if she's doing it on purpose, but my wife and I will be at wit's end in trying to negotiate with a 2.5-year-old, only to realize that we're exhausted and it's just not worth the fight, right? Like, fine, you want a pop? Go have a pop. Right? It's organic cane sugar and, you know, checks all the boxes. Just, you want another pop? Have another pop. It's not worth it. So it's not just a 2.5-year-old. It can be your mom who's doing that thing again. It can be your best friend who won't listen to what you have to say and is still doing that thing. And that, it could be a significant other. It can be any number of triggers. Using our technology doesn't stop the outside world from operating in the same fashion that it is. You can start making better decisions, no doubt. But instead, it puts you in a place where you can rationally think about that same scenario. So given the same inputs and given the same external influences on your world, you're simply cool, calm, and collected. You're like the Fonzie, right? How's the Fonzie? The Fonzie is cool. Doesn't matter what you throw at the Fonzie. It's not lack of caring. It's this mild, ill-mannered demeanor that he had that was just like, it's cool. We'll handle it. No worries. And when you're coming from that place of a parasympathetic nervous system response and you have rational thinking in your toolbox, you can make better decisions, you can handle things, and you're not so quick to go off the rails. And I'll give you a great example. Driving and construction is one of those scenarios. If you get in your car and you're particularly triggered and you hit traffic or construction on your way, it's going to throw you off the rails and it's going to drive you nuts. If you're getting into your car and it's one of those beautiful days where everything went well in the morning, you didn't spill your coffee all over you and have to change your shirt right before you walked out the door, you left early with enough time, you're not stressed and anxious, all of a sudden you hit traffic, and what do? You roll down the windows, you crank some tunes, you put on a podcast, you sit back and relax, and you go, it's cool, I'll get there. But when you're stressed and anxious, that same scenario obviously just throws us into that tailspin. So using our technology on a regular basis teaches your body how to spend more time in parasympathetic and to handle the day-to-day trials and tribulations a lot better and more effectively. It's not to say those scenarios and those situations aren't going to come up. If and when they do, you're that much more centered and grounded to handle them. I would even, and this is a totally different conversation, as you begin doing the work, the universe might actually start throwing more at you just to test quite how grounded and focused you are. Hence that Ram Dass quote with, you think you're enlightened, go spend 7 days with your family and really test exactly how grounded you truly are.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. So one of the objections that I have made myself and that I think is commonly given regarding meditation is, you know, I can't sit still for that long. I feel like my mind is just going crazy, crazy, crazy. So you are solving for that problem as well.
Totally. Look, I'm one of those people. Okay. George, I'm just getting to know you. You're an A-type personality. You're a go-getter, right? I know you've got multiple interests and multiple things pulling at you, not just two kids, a family and business and a podcast and everything else you've got going on. And most of us are the same way, especially those of us that are looking for and seeking out optimal human performance. And when I sit down to meditate, the first thing I start thinking about when I'm supposed to be clearing my mind is how many other things I could be doing. And this task list that sits in front of me on this screen and this iPhone, and there's a half a dozen things that I could be doing and probably should be doing right now, not to shit on myself. But that is the mentality of right? And at the same time, there's a reason why so many overachievers and folks that are seeking optimal human performance, elite athletes, unbelievably talented and successful business people, they all carve out time to meditate every single day, and they don't miss it because they know if they miss it, they're not going to be on point for everything else. And I think that's the juxtaposition, right? Where we're kind of pushing and pulling around, slowing down for 10 minutes versus that. When you sit on our tech, the beauty of it is that sound and vibration is distracting and guiding your mind. So the only instruction and directive when you're on In Harmony technology is to lose yourself in the music. And that by itself occupies your mind. It's a little bit of misleading on our website. We say goodbye to a distracted mind on our website. The reality is sound and vibration is distracting your mind and your body. We have mechanoreceptors in our skin that are constantly sending signals and feedback back to our brain. We obviously have our auditory nerve, which is sending signals to our brain. When you're sitting on the meditation cushion, laying on the sound lounge or the practitioner, your brain is receiving signals from every mechanoreceptor in your body. It's also receiving the same frequencies and the same signals from the auditory nerve. This creates a little bit of an overwhelming, three-dimensional, immersive experience that begins to unfold where your brain is processing all of these similar inputs, and it does just that. It guides your body into that meditative state. Look, I'm using my tech for a long time, and even though I can sit now on a 66-minute or even a two-hour session, when I'm on my meditation cushion, I do 11 minutes. For me, 11 minutes on my meditation cushion in the morning, mid-morning, mid-afternoon, or evening. Sometimes I'll have a day where I want all three or all four. Sometimes I'll have a day where I just get one of them. Some days I don't get any of them. But the reality is when I need it and I know it, it's right behind me and I can hop on and I can grab some of that. I'll give you a great example. I was up this morning at 5:30 a.m., eyes open, wide awake, ready to rock and roll. I might've been sleeping on my couch last night at 9 p.m., but either way, daughter went to bed. I was like, I'm going to bed. I woke up this morning at 5:30. I got in my sauna and I usually do a 20-25 minute session in my sauna. And 15 minutes in, I was like tapping fingers, like I'm ready to get in my shower, but I know how important it is for me to be there. Once you have a vibratory experience, and I don't in my sauna, but once you have a vibratory experience, it captivates your mind and body and keeps you there. And that's one of, I think, the most important aspects of what we do in serving the meditation market is really talking to people that can't meditate. And I certainly fall into that category until I experience my meditation cushion and our sound tech.
Yeah. I love it. Here's another quote that I'm going to get wrong. I think it's from Russell Simmons. He talks about how if you feel like you don't have time to meditate, then you don't have time not to meditate, kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's something along the lines of if you don't think you have time to meditate, you need to meditate. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah,
you are the person. Totally. And it also made me think about stoicism, which has been, and for all the right reasons, very, very popular. And the whole idea being we don't have control over what happens to us, but we do have control over how we respond. And from my perspective, what you're working on enables us to better respond and better move through those problems.
I'll butcher another quote, as long as we're butchering quotes, right? Viktor Frankl, he's got a quote in a book he wrote about being a survivor of an Auschwitz. And in that, he basically says, between a stimuli and our reaction, there is a space. And it's in that space, I think he says, that we find our freedom. But the reality is, we're basically elongating the amount of space that you have in between a stimuli and our reaction. And the great example for me is, we've all consoled a friend that went through a breakup. And we all know that right after it happened, they're distraught and broken up. But how do they feel a week, a month, or a year, or a decade after that breakup? And do they feel the same way? And of course you don't, right? Time heals all wounds. And again, this is simply elongating that space and basically jumping the timeline. So in a cool, calm, collected, parasympathetic nervous system response to a stimuli, which inherently is going or could potentially trigger that sympathetic nervous system response, the faster you, if you are triggered, the faster you can go from sympathetic to parasympathetic will give you that perspective shift on what just happened. But also, using our tech on a regular basis and being a regular meditator can stop you from triggering that sympathetic nervous system response in the first place. And instead, rationally thinking about this stimuli, whatever that might be, and possibly thinking your way out of it, possibly putting it in a compartment that allows you to deal with it later, or frankly, just it not being as big of an influence on your day-to-day as it otherwise might have been, which leads to that tailspin that I've mentioned now on so many occasions, because we've all been there, right? We've all been in that place where it's like, I'm pulling out every last hair and the universe just feels like it's kicking me when I'm down with one more thing that it's throwing on top of this list. It's really remarkable. I was just thinking of my cousin Vinny when he's like, one more thing, can we put one more thing on top of me right now? Right? Like, we've all been there. And our tech and meditation and having a regular practice gives you the tools you need to handle that more efficiently, more effectively, and hopefully in a more positive light.
Love it. Well, Craig, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and where can they learn about your technology and in Harmony Interactive?
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that, George. So we're going to put a link in the show notes that's going to take you to our website and a specific page that is going to gift your viewers a free 90-day experience in our app. And then we'll also offer a 5% off coupon with links that they can click through to learn more about the meditation cushion, the InHarmony practitioner, the InHarmony sound lounge. And I'll give a link back to our website where they can learn more as well.
Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Craig your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas, or that person in your life that's constantly running around with their hair on fire, like most of us, I guess. What is the website? Just one more time.
Absolutely. So it's iaminharmony.com. And again, there'll be a specific link down below with a 5% off coupon for Lifeblood listeners. Thank you so much for having me. An absolute honor to be here, George.
Excellent. And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.